Okay, thank you all so much for coming. A really packed house. I know it's a busy time of year, but really appreciate that everyone can make it here. It means a lot, the commitment to Sama Torah. So today we are going to be doing Sugyas number 38 and 39 in Shomin Lagana Viligazlan, and then Shomin Lashoel. Those are two that kind of piggyback one off the other based off the Gemara and then Tosfos. So the Gemara kind of, backhandedly, says, Ein Shomin Lagana Viligazlan. So the Gemara says, the question is, what does that even mean? What does it mean? Shaman literally means to evaluate. We don't evaluate for the Gana of the Gazlan. But what does it mean? Ain Shaman the Gana of the Gazlan. So Rashi says, you can't give the nigs all the chip pieces, right? You have to give them the full price item, meaning, right, you broke something, so then the Gana took something, broke it. So then what do you have to pay back? Can you just pay back money? Or do you have to pay back money? Can you give back, like, the broken piece of the vase plus the money? So Ain Shaman means you have to give the full price of the money, totally in cash. But Tosfos questions this premise based on Im Kesef Yashiv, Yashiv L'Rabos Shava Kesef Kesef. Right, we know the concept. You don't have to pay money. You can even pay Subin, it's called. You can even pay Bran. So why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Gemara says, the Rashi seems to say, you can't pay Shava Kesef. So comes Tosfos says, no. There are different, there are two ways you can understand, either based on a Pasuk or based on a Sefarah. Right, when the Pasuk, there are two, right, either because it says Asher Gazal, you have to pay back the thing you stole. Therefore, when you broke it, it's not being hechus like Zeil Asher Gazal. But Tosfos says there's another pasuk in Yerushalmi Chaim that ends off, even Marseille Timarseille, the pasuk in the Torah that the Yerushalmi quotes, Mishur Ad Chamor Ad Seh, Chaim Shinai Mishalim. Chaim Shinai Mishalim, pay back alive. So therefore, if it's not alive, i.e. it's broken, you can't return just that. You have to return the actual money. Fine. So right, but then Tosfos says, it continues, says, why is the Gazal Chayav to pay back full money, meaning Ein Shaman? So says Tosfos, because it's a Svara. Since he was Kona, therefore, it's mostly Meshusha Ba'alim, and therefore he has to pay back. But why does Kinyan Gazela all of a sudden prevent Subin? What about Kid, right, just because the Gazal was Kona, why does that mean anything? So comes Rav Chanan, Kovitz Burim, and says you have to explain it based on a Tosfos and Bava Kama Daf Tes, right? Rabbeinu Tam says there are different levels of paying back for, as a worker, you have to pay back for, you have to pay your workers with this. Loan, you have to pay back with this. So when it comes to loans, what do you have to pay back? You have to pay back with money. Why? So we explained that a loan and paying back, like for payment, are the same thing. So in this case, since you're paying back the same way a loan or buying something, so you'd have to pay with money. So too, the Kinyan Gazela, when you get it, when you bought it, you have to pay with money the same way you would in the case of business. And that was how Rav Chanan explained why. But the question then is, what's the difference between Svara and a Pasuk? I.e. Tosfos says at the end, it's a Svara because it's how much you give. It's a Svara based on the Kinyan, or it's a Pasuk based on Asher Gazel. So what's the difference? Maybe just if you have nothing else, do you have to like sell your item to get it or not? V'chule, v'chule. Fine, so that was the first way. That was Rashi into Tosfos about what Ein Shaman means. Ein Shaman means you have to pay back money and you can't pay back the broken pieces. Comes the Rashbam and says, no, napshat. Ein Shaman means he has to pay Pechas Nevela, right? The depreciation of the price of the Nevela, the Mazik has to, the Ganav and the Gazlan have to pay that. The question is why? Why would the Ganav have to pay that? What stinks it? So maybe you can say the same sukkim, right? Asher Gazal, they stole it, therefore they have to pay it back, and therefore they have to return the exact same thing they stole. So the Pichas Nevela goes to them because they stole it. So Chaim Shnayim Shalim Asher Gazal, the same thing that they stole, they have to pay back. In this case, they're not paying back the same thing they stole, and so therefore the Pichas Nevela goes to them. But Lokeach Svara wouldn't necessarily fit so nicely. But it's also possible, right? We can go down the ownership route, right? Not necessarily Asher Gazal exerts the chassid there. Or Lokeach, not really Lokeach in the same way, but maybe ownership, right? When this Gazlan stole, he made a kinyan on it. He should suffer the loss, and therefore you're chayav to pay for the Pichas Nevela. He stole it, the Ganav of the Gazlan took it, it's his, in his rishus. So also, you're going to be chayav someone else for the loss of the depreciation in price when it's in your rishus. So that, efshir, that might be the case, and that's why you be kona. Then it gets a little bit tricky, right? We wanted to discuss, this is where it gets confusing. I don't know if you have this also. Or all of you in the back. I don't know if you guys had that also. Right, when it comes to Shaman versus Shinai Kona. Right, so in general we say Shinai Kona, meaning if you make a Shinai, you change the actual Hefza of the object, so that's a good Kinyan. So when it comes to Shaman, and right, we said Shaman means that there are two ways of understanding Rashi and Kriyatam. So according to one understanding of Tosos, they're very intrinsically linked, right? They fit. Without Shinoi Kona, i.e. you didn't make a Kenyan, there's no reason to say Shaman, right? Because why? The only reason that they have to pay back is because they are Kona it. Otherwise, they ain't Shaman, let them pay with the stuff. Right? Let them, so therefore, maybe you could say that it's all based on they're one and the same, right? Whether or not you're Kona it depends on how much you can pay back. That's what we could say. But maybe we had a little bit of a problem with the Gemara in Bava Kama Tzadidala. It sounded like the other way, that how can you say Shina Eino Kona and still say Asher Gazal? You have to pay back the thing you stole. So Mari Katz says that kind of they're one and the same question. How you understand that Gemara is going to explain how your Svara about Shina Kona and Asher Gazal. So meaning don't split them up. It's two separate things. Really, they're really one and the same thing. And that kind of affects our thought process over there based on how you understand Shina Kona or not. That was kind of that. Sorry, I didn't have that Nikud so well put, but that's the basic idea. Whether or not Shaman and Shinoi Kona are intrinsically linked around according to one Gemara, it sounds like they are. According to another Gemara, it sounds like they're not. But then we said the Rambam. Oh, the Rambam seems to be Soser himself, right? Someone broke in Kli, right? On the one hand, the Gazlan, right, broke Kli has to pay back the full item, but on the other hand, the Nigzal is allowed to demand the broken Kli. So that's explained, right? On the one hand, he has to pay money, but he can also demand the kli. So you can't have it both ways. Either he can demand the kli because you can pay back the broken parts and I wasn't Kona. Or you can't demand the kli because I was Kona and I got it and I have to pay back money. Comes the Gesa Mishnah and says it broke a little bit, not fully. Fine. Comes Reb Chaim and says, no, there are different dinim. There are different dinim for Shina Kona and different dinim for Harisha Chalafanecha. Right, the case for Harisha Chalafanecha means I am giving you, here's what I stole, take it back. So in terms of Harisha Chalafanecha, there is enough of a change that you're Chayev, that you can't pay back. Yeah, that you can't say Harisha Chalafanecha. But for Shina Kona, there wasn't enough yet. And therefore, there is a din. This din could make sense. On the one hand, there wasn't enough of Harisha Chalafanecha. There's enough Shina to say you can't say Harisha Chalafanecha. But on the other hand, you also can demand it back because it wasn't Shinai Kona. Chaim brings a raya when it comes to stealing an animal that then gets old, right? You're put there from paying dal of the hay, but you also can't say Harisha Chalafanecha. So how do you understand that? Clearly, says Reb Chaim, there are two different din. There's din of Harisha Chalafanecha, din of Shinai Kona. They're different dinim entirely. That was Shitas Harambam with the beautiful Biur of Reb Chaim. Not the first time I've quoted that Reb Chaim in Shir this year, but still my Riddick nonetheless. And then Rabbi Lazar holds Shaman Ligana Uligazlan. Right? So what we said ain't Shaman literally meant you can't pay with the broken pieces. But Shaman means you can't pay with the broken pieces. So which is tantamount to saying Shinoi Eino Kona. Right? And therefore I can still pay it back. I wasn't Kona it. Therefore it's like use the broken pieces, Shinoi Eino Kona. But the question was, how can you ever be Chayav Kefel when you sell a stolen item? Right? For saying Shinoi Eino Kona. So it must be Spisiyayish and Shina Rishos. So we're saying Stam Gezela is Yayish Bailim, right? Because there's Yayish and Shina Rishos, because Shina ain't Okona. So therefore, there's a problem. But then we can kind of say Stam Gezela is Yayish Bailim. Fine, that was the first part, right? Stam Gezela is Yayish Bailim. And therefore, that's why Bichayev Kefel, even though Shina ain't Okona. The problem is, if we say Shaman, i.e., that you can pray back with the broken pieces, we're saying Shina ain't Okona. And if we say Ahanu Ma'isav, we're saying Shinoi Kona. So we have a stira. So at the end of the day, Joseph says, right, Ahanu Ma'isav means if you pay Dal of the Hay, what you did is good, meaning your sale is a good sale, and you have to pay Dal of the Hay, your Tvicha is a good Tvicha, you have to pay Dal of the Hay, and it's yours enough. So what's the difference between the two? So Joseph just says, Ahanu Ma'isav has nothing to do with Shinoi Kona. We don't care about the Kenya when it comes to Ahanu Ma'isav. Did something happen here? Right? Don't force Ahanu Ma'isav and Shinoi Kona to be in the same camp. They're not. They're separate from each other. And therefore, when we say you're chai of dal v'hei, that again, that's not the same dinim as a case of Shinoi Kona. Ahanu Ma'isav is if something happens. Shinoi Kona is a case of a real kinyan. And so Tosa says, don't get bogged down by that. They're not the same thing. Tosa gives another answer to different types of Shinoi, Shinoi Dumela, Shinoi Biadayim. Right, if you did a real Shinoi Biadayim, maybe be chai. But fine, that's how Tosa understood, that they're not the same dinim. That Shinoi Kona and Ahanu Ma'isav aren't the same thing. Do you have something different in your notes?
No, I just have a question.
Yeah.
When it says that So we say that stam gzeila habiyesh ba'alim.
Right.
And how does that lead eventually to yesh koneh?
Right, because I think we're saying.
Because
we're saying that the shinoi, that we're saying, shinoi eno koneh, right? If we say shaman.
Yeah.
So it means shinoi eno koneh.
Right.
So then how are you chay of the kefil then? So we're saying that it was the yeyush and shinoi reshus, right. Not through the shinoi.
You're koneh in that way.
Right.
Therefore, okay, so it always was shinu. I mean, we're saying that it's shinu koneh through the fact that it's stam. Like, what does stam zeila have to use back? Would that not be saying?
Because then, I think, even if you say shinu eno koneh, so it doesn't need, you don't need a real shino. It's stam gzeil yeyush ba'alim. So therefore, once I have yeyush, once I steal it, there's yeyush, and then the shino reshus. That's how I make my kinyan. Even though we're saying, if you say shino eno koneh, right? Then we're gonna run into problems. When does this ganav ever become chayef? Exactly, in ownership. If shino eno koneh.
So do this thing called the
right stam gzeil yeyush ba'alim.
Okay, and shino. It's always been shino. This fire goes for shinu koneh. The only way he'll be chayev, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. That was kind of how I understood it, right? That, yeah. That this, once you say lo koneh, that, what's it called? Shinu eno koneh. So you're saying that you need to find another way to be mechayev kefel. What is that way to be mechayev kefel?
Yesh.
And then, fine. So how does the hanumaisav work with Shinois are saying, again, it's not the same dinim. Right? There are a whole bunch of different dinim going on, and they're not all the same thing. Fine. Good. That was the first sugya. Just to recap, we said ein shaman. What does it mean, ein shaman? It means you can pay back, you have to pay back money, you can't pay back the broken pieces. We said, oh, Rashi, why did you say that? We said there are two different understandings. Right? Either it's a svara of Yiraganov, a svara, right? Like Rabbi Chanan explained, based on Rabbi Tam, that you're like a lokeach or a loveh, you have to pay back money. Or it's a pasuk, Asher Gazal, Chaim, Shnaim, Yishalim, you have to pay back alive. And therefore, you can't pay back the broken pieces. The Rashbam says, no, he's just talking about Pichas Nevela, either because of the Pasuk says you have to pay back the amount, or because it is a Shinoi, and therefore you're the owner. Right, then we said, what's the Shaman versus Ein Shaman, right? It sounded like the different things. No, don't, right, Ein Shaman and Shinoi Koneh are kind of one and the same din, says Marikatz. And that, like, don't be so bothered by it, because just the way you understand Saadi Dal is going to be how you understand this case. And they're not; they really are mostly one and the same. Then we said the Steer and the Rambam, different dinim for Asher Gazal, for Harisha Chalafanecha and Shina Kona, right? Those are different levels. They're not one and the same. And then Shitas Rabbi Elazar about Shaman Lagana Lagazlan, whether and how a Hanu Maisav affects Shina Kona, and that those also don't necessarily have to be one and the same, and that you can be a hanu maisav, i.e. the tficha, mechira, can go through, even though they're not one and the same thing. And then, or the two different types of shinuim, fine. That was Ein Shaman Ligan of Ligazlan, sugya number 38. Sugya 39 is the hemshech, kind of sugya 38. Right, we're in the shaman sugya, right? So again, we're discussing again, shaman meant. If you say Ein Shaman, that means you can't pay back the broken pieces, according to Rashi, you have to pay back the full amount, right? We said, why? Fine. But now, what about a shoel? Shtark akasha. What is a shoel? Is a shoel fundamentally a ganav, more like a ganav and a gazlan, or like a mazik? That's the question. So, as a shoel, are we going to pay back full price in dollars, or can you pay back the broken pieces in some money? So, in the end of the day, the Gemara says a shoel is more like a nizikin, and therefore shaman lamazik, and therefore you can pay back the broken pieces. We evaluate how much he owes, you can give back the broken pieces. But why would anyone think shoel is more like a gazlan if the gazlan model, right? Why was the gazlan ein shaman? Because you're the baal. You owned it. And therefore, since you own it, so go pay up. But why would you compare a shoal to that? So comes Taisvis and says, since the shoal is chayev ba'onsin, that means he's chayev to pay. That means he's the Baal. And therefore, since he's the Baal, you might have said ain't shaman. And so I think it's just, and we said in Shir that it's very interesting that they what about if you say the other way? What if you say Shaman the Shoal and he's more like a Mazik? So you'd have to say, in a Chanami, he's Chayav Ba'ons and he's not considered the Baal. And therefore, that could be how you understand according to that. Though that camp, why would you say Ein Shaman? Just like, why would you say Shaman like a Mazik? Why would you say Shaman like a Mazik? Because he didn't own it. He didn't own it. The Acharias doesn't do that for him, right? Because there is another thing going on here.
Why didn't Tosfos just say that? Why didn't he flip it backwards like that? And by saying what he said that's what we know that ain't Shaman the Shoah. And then from Tosfos we see that what is the criteria about being Shaman or ain't Shaman?
Right, it's how you understand. Right.
But why would we go with all through this Tosfos if he could just said right off the bat that Shaman the Shoah because he is a Baal?
Right. It's a very good question, because he takes on a very long-winded route just to get there,
yeah.
Right? Guess I'll have to ask.
I'm not sure why I'm asking either about whether a shul is a shaman or not. They say shaman shul.
Right, and then Tosfos just says.
If it would have been a habmin, and he said had the Tosfos on the side, I'd get it. But like,
right, there's no right because there is no habmin. It's just Tosfos to bring this up. Sure, that's a good point. Right, so we just said maybe Efshir that. The Shoal isn't the Baal. He's Chayav and Onchin because in Mekabal, a lot of Acharias. So, Sharon, you're Mekabal Acharias, therefore you're Chayav. But there's nothing else to it. You're Mekabal Acharias, and therefore you're Chayav. Not because of Bailas. And therefore, we'd say, just like a Mazik, Shaman. Fine. So, but this kind of opened the door for us a little bit to discuss what is the Chiyuv of a Shoal? How do you understand the Shoal? So, why would you want to go down the route of Acharias? So, perhaps since he's accepting such responsibility, it's tough to say that, like, oh, he's accepted so much responsibility just because he wanted to. No, he's the Baal. He feels like the Baal, that's why he accepted so much responsibility. It'd be tough to say anything else. But maybe, why else could we say Shaman L'Shoah, right? We said, again, Ain Shaman L'Ganav L'Gazlan. But why could we say Shaman L'Shoah? Perhaps we could say, since the whole din was Tala and Xeris HaKosov, right? Tosfos brought up two different reasons why in the case of Ganav and Gazlan, you'd say Ein Shaman, right? Chaim Shnayim Mishalim or Asher Gazel. And therefore, those cases over there needed a Xeris HaKosov to tell me Ein Shaman L'Ganav L'Gazlan. So all of a sudden you'd say, oh no, same thing by Shoal. Mechtesi? You could just extend out the Klol HaTorah? Difficult to say that. And therefore, you might need a new Pasuk. Right? Oh, good. So, good. Then we said, okay, but what exactly is the difference between a Ganav and a Mazik? Right? Because when it came, we have to understand that difference if we want to see where Shoal fits into that, right? So how do you understand Ganav and Mazik? So in the case of a Ganav, what happened? Took the item. Fine, start with the Mazik. You broke the item. So when you became Chayav when you broke it. Therefore, it makes sense to say you can use the broken pieces, right? When did I become Chayav? Once it's broken. What do I have to pay back? A broken Kli. But the Ganav, when did he become Chayav? The beginning. He stole a full Kli, became Chayav to give that back, and then broke the vase. So then to say he can give back broken pieces, no, it's not what he's Chayav for. He's Chayav for a full vase. And so that's really the clue to the difference between the Ganav and the Mazik. The Ganav became Chayav on a full thing. The Mazik became Chayav on broken things. And therefore you'd say, Shaman the Mazik, ain't Shaman the Ganav, Ogazim. So, but then the question comes, where does Shoal fit into that model? Right? Because again, a Shoal borrowed something, and then it broke. So in order to understand the lamdas of a Shoal, we have to understand the Gemara in Bava Kama 10th Parak. The Gemara discusses whether or not a Shoal dies. So can the Mashiel hold the Yorshim Chayef to pay back? So we said, if they're in a Chasim Shem Meshubba, then he can, otherwise he can't. Right, so it depends when the Shas Chiyav was. If the Shas Chiyav was at the beginning, so then sure, go and take it, because it's Meshubba to pay back. He was already Chayef when he died. Therefore, give it to him. But if the Shas Chiyuv was that Shas Onsen and not Shas She'ila, then you can't take from those things. Right? So the question then is, okay, so would you be Chayiv for Kimle there? Right? If you Shecht it? A Shoal borrows a carrot and Shechts on Shabbos. Right? So if we say the Shas Chiyuv of Mamon is that Shas She'ila, so you're going to be Chayiv. Right? If you say it's Shas Onsen, sorry. If you say it's Shas Onsen, that's a beautiful Kimle. When was I chayav to pay back the money? When I killed it. When was I chayav for Shabbos? When I killed it. Kim lebed rabmine, you only get the harsher punishment because of Kim lebed rabmine. But if you say that when did the chayav come? Bish'as she'ela. So then, sure, I was chayav money a week and a half ago when I borrowed it. I'm chayav, someone's chayav misa now for Shabbos. So you're going to say that chayav to Pater, Kimli? No, they're separate things. And so that's kind of how you understand that. So those two things are really a two-shtel between. There's like they're related to each other. The Meshubadim and the Meshubad and Kimle. Fine. So with that in mind, that lumdus of whether you're Bichayiv Kimle and whether you can use Nechasa Meshubadim is going to help us explain Shitas Ha Rambam. Kumst Rambam. And again, there seems to be an outright stira between the two Rambams. Hilchos Gneivo, the Rambam says the Lord of the Shabbos is Pata B'Kefel, because just like Kimle, just like Rav Papa, who says if you're Pata because of Kimle, we're going Kish'as Onsin. So then, Kish'as Onsin, I'm not chayiv to pay with Nechas Mishubadim. I'm only chayiv now. Noi! Kumst Rambam, you're chayiv to pay with Mishubadim. How do you explain that? Why? How could it be? You're putter from KFL because of Kimle, but Chayev because of but Chayev Nechas Mishubadim. Kasha. Kumst Keset Mishnah and says, of course you were Chayev at Shas Sheila, but the actualization doesn't happen until later. So Nechas Mishubadim, because it really happened back then. But the chiyuv tashlumin of when you're actually chayuv to pay depends on reality. For shibu nechasim, you need potential, not reality, and the potential already started at shas sheila, right? The actual, like in the olamas, it started then, but to actually be mechayev mikefel only starts right now. So that's what I guess the Mishnah says. That's how he explains. And so again, just very interesting. We keep coming back to the Muga Yosef, right? The most famous Muga Yosef in Bava Kamma and Shas maybe. That when does when it comes to lighting Shabbos candles, it's not. You didn't light it. The Shas Chiyuv goes back. So it's Lema Freya. And so really, then, when did everything start? At Shas She'ela. But just for Kefil, you needed real life. Shine. Fine, right? So you started B'Shas She'ela. Right, based on this, we say Shaman. Since there's a Chiyuv that started B'Shas Onsen. Right. Okay, fine. But there's another Mahalach in the Rambam. Right, we said, wait a minute. We said, yeah, that Shas She'ela is everything. Right, meaning, right, there was something real at Shas She'ela, but it really happened B'Shas Onsen. Right? That's really where it happened, according to the Kesef Mishnah. In Echanami, it started way back when, for like a very specific reason, but that's not really where it came from. Really started B'Shas Onsen. And therefore, when you broke it, that's when you're Chayev. And therefore, we should say Shaman, right? Just like a Mazik. Yeah? Make sense? Then, fine, so that's the first Mahalach, because that really is all B'Shas Onsen, there just happens something else. But perhaps there could be another Mahalach, Shas She'ela is everything. So then why are you Pater Mikefel? That's the question now. So the Ktsois found the Shidim Gubetas. When you're Chayev to pay for the cow, why is someone Chayev to pay for the cow? The person is Chayev to pay for the cow, not because of the Geneva, not because of the She'ela. You're chayev to pay for the cow because you're a ganav. So in a chanami, all the chiyuv of Shoel is Mishas She'ela. One was the chiyuv Mamon for Kefel, Shas Onsen. But not because of She'ela, because of ganav. And that's how the Ketzos understood it. And the Rambam actually uses the words Derech Geneva here, so that's probably what he meant. Right, because then what we're saying is that the Shas She'ela is the main point. So then we should want to say, if we're saying Shas She'ela, therefore we should say Ein Shaman, right? And therefore we want to say, just like the Ganav. That would be how you understand this, right? Rambam, Shas She'ela is everything, therefore you're chayav to pay back a full kli, therefore you're more like a Ganav or a Goslin, and therefore you should say Ein Shaman. Yeah? Good. And then maybe, okay, then we quoted the Kibbeger and the Shach, that maybe the Rambam didn't even mean you're putter from paying Karen. It was a little shaky because the wording seemed to sound like that. Then we just kind of, to finish off the sugya, we said, how do you understand a chiyuv l'mafreya? Right, the question is, what's going on here? Is a chiyuv l'mafreya, right, right, we say the shas chiyuv is a shas chiyuv. It doesn't mean the same thing for a gazlan and a shoel. When it comes to a gazlan, so it's really the shas chiyuv is as soon as he takes it. Something happened at that point, so he's chayev. When it comes to Shoel, we say that the Shas Chiyuv is the Shas She'ela, but the Shas Chiyuv is only the Shas She'ela once something happens later. It's not enough to say, oh yeah, it's a shas, it's the same thing. It's not. For a ganav, it happened right away, it happened right now. For a shoel, it happened before. It happened before only because of what happens later. For a ganav, it really happened before. Right, we quoted a case in Bava Mitzia where only one of the litigants knows the animal was split, right? Some days it was a shoel, some days it was a socher. So say, what day did the animal die? When it was a shoel or a socher? Because you have different dinim for the dinim is going to be different. So, but why isn't this the same case where the shoel knows he borrowed it, doesn't know if he returned it? Which would be chayv eating of Nachman, right? If you don't know if you're chozer, I know I borrowed it. So the chazaka is I borrowed it. So if the shoel doesn't know if you returned it, everyone says it's chayv. So why isn't it the same thing? I know I borrowed it, I'm just not sure what day it was on. Why wouldn't you be chayv in that case then? Because you know you borrowed it. The chazaka is that you have it. So I don't know what day it died on. So go pay me back for it. So Rabban says this whole discussion only relates to Rav Papa about when the cheskes chayv happened. If you say that it happened b'shas she'ela, you should be chayv. Why? Because then it's the same thing. As if katias leibloy dem chazar tiolo, I know you gave it to me. I just don't know if I gave it back. But if you say it happened b'shas own sin, then what? Then you could say pater, because I don't even know if you gave it to me in the first place, right? Because then my chiyuv never kicked in until much later. It only kicks in b'shas own sin, but b'shas she'ela is totally off the hook. So those that should be more given. That should be pater. Then right, because that fits in Porsi Yosef, that is b'shas own sin, and therefore ain shaman, and therefore shaman fechule. But the ritva holds differently. She'ila and ganav aren't the same thing, as we said. Why? Because ganav, we know something happens, you're chayv at the beginning. In case of shoel, it's never actually chayv at shas she'ila. All we meant is that there's a chayv happening retroactively, but it's not the same as the gazlan. So the way you understand that gemara can kind of have some nuances about how you understand this case, because when the shas she'ila happened depends on if you're going to be chayv or not to pay. That was 39. We said, right, we have to understand shoel is a shoel mazik or ganav. So first we have to understand what is a shoel. Is a shoel baal or not? So we said, seemingly it's up to machlokas. How you understand the achrayas he takes, does that make him to a baal or not? Then we said, if it's a pasuk or a svara, right, why would we say, we said, ancham laganav lagazlan, Tosfos said, maybe it's based on exeris hakasav. In the last second. So efshur, shoel nidro exeris hakasav, we don't have that yet. Then we said, oh, the difference between a ganav and a mazik is chronology. Right, where you kone it before you broke it or not, do you have to pay back the broken or not? Or if you pay back full, right, gone, pay back full, and therefore, ain shaman, mazik, you broke, and therefore, if you can say shaman, you can bring back the broken ones. But what about a show? Were you chayv when you took it or when it broke? Like a ganav when it broke, or like a mazik when it broke, like a ganav when you took it? So then we went through a whole different thing. So I think more about a comment about a mashiel. And then within that, she does Harambam, who says that you're pater mikefa, which sounds like shas onsin, but you're also allowed to pay with mishubadim. You can collect from mishubadim, which sounds like not mashio, but sounds like shas sheila. So we said, oh, that. It's one. So then we quoted two. We quoted Ksosa Kesa Mishnah about whether or not it really starts b'shas shas onsin, just happens to be retroactively something happens according to the Kesef Mishnah, but really everything comes shas onsin. Well, according to the Ram, everything happens b'shas she'ela, the k'tosari, but what? So why are you pater mikefel? Basically, the Gemara says that when you slaughtered it, you weren't chayv because of your she'ela. You're chayv because you're a ganav. And therefore, there's no kefel. Then we just have the chayv l'mafrei about how you understand the case where the litigants don't know. At what point were you chayv? Were you chayv from the beginning already? Or were you only chayv later? Right, is it a case of hifkarti eslechav lo yadati mechsarti olo? Right, in which case, you'd actually be pater because... no, then you'd be chayav because we know you gave it to him. So the question is, how do you understand shoel? Is shoel the same as that case? Or is shoel the case of I don't even know if you gave it to me or not? And that all depends on if you're a case of shoel. If you're chayav, mishas onsin, mishas she'ela. Mishas she'ela, I know I gave it to you, and therefore you should be chayav. But if you say that it is mishas she'ela, then I don't even know if you gave it to me in the first place, and I should be putter from repaying. So it all kind of comes back to that same thing about shoel. When is a shoel chayav? That was worth sugyas 38 and 39. Thank you all, and have a good day. We'll daven mincha now.